Well, to God be all the glory. Welcome to the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Grace, Mercy, Peace of Christ Church, Parent Division of the KPL family. Let's give God some glory. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Man, it's been a rough morning. Let me tell you. I was aggravated and agitated this morning. And I was ready to throw it in the towel and say, forget service. Yeah. And the woman guy said, no. Then I said, Lord, this going on a little bit too much and it's aggravating me. Because I'm trying to be decent and in order and trying to start on time and do what does say the Lord, but I can't operate like this now. Come on now. I heard you monkey wrenches, but I never heard you throw in the whole monkey. Come on now. Right? So the Lord revealed it, but the problem was we got the problem solved, and here we are. So let's give God some glory one more time. Yes, Lord. He's here. That being said, let's get this party started. Let's get it going. Here we go!
Into my heart.
to worship her in me. Oh, worship her in me.
Listen.
Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and the worshiper is in me.
Yes.
Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and the worshiper is in me.
Yeah.
Oh. And the worshiper
is in me.
The spirit of the Lord is in me. And the worshiper
is
in me. The spirit of the Lord is
hands right now. This is a good place. Come on, celebrate it. If you really love the worship, come on, get the message. Come on, come on, get out of the foot of your lips right now. Come on. Everybody in this place, come on, stretch your hands before your mouth. Just celebrate that. Come on, come on. Tell him how much you love it. Tell him how much you love it. Tell him how great he is. Come on, just love the Lord. I'm talking about your Savior. I'm talking about you. Thank you.
the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
Yeah.
Went down to the deepest valley. All around, down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to come back to your place for love and mercy. Nobody greater, nobody better than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I left high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I went high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Almost only one you are greater than. Awesome in all your ways, and my years ahead. You are real girl, now redemption plans. You are real girl, now redemption plans.
Sing the struggle.
Couldn't find no one. I love high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater than Jesus.
Nobody greater than
Jesus. Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find nobody.
Couldn't find nobody. I had no one. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Come on, let's go chant some real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than Jesus.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody
brings
you.
Nobody
brings you. Under those hand seekers, let's just give them the glory. Nobody brings you.
Nobody brings
you. Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody brings
you. Nobody brings you.
Nobody brings
you. I dare you lift your hands and say this with us tonight. Come on, nobody brings you.
Nobody brings
you. Nobody brings you.
Nobody brings
you. Nobody brings you.
Nobody
brings you. Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody better than you, God.
Nobody greater.
Nobody
greater.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Everyone in the room, just sing that tonight. That's what we came to say. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
No matter where you look or where you
go. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Thank you.
That will break you to position you, break you to promote you, break you to put you in your right place. But when he breaks you, he doesn't hurt you. He doesn't. When he breaks you, he doesn't destroy you. He does it with grace. Ah! Anybody been gracefully broken? Ooh! Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So, Father, tonight we're broken before you. Thank you for handling us with grace. Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
All I have in these hands and multiply, God, all that I am and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire. Set me on fire. Having these hands and multiply, God, all that I am and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire. Set me on fire. Here I am, God. Arms wide open. Pouring out my life, gracefully broken. All of your name, your mighty love stands strong to the end. You will fulfill your purpose in me. You won't forsake. You will be with me. You will be with me. Here I am, God's arms wide open. Thank you.
Thank you.
and friends. And listen to these words. See, God saved me from myself when no one else was around. And it was only by His grace and mercy and favor. Cause I know I don't deserve it. All the love you show, how you let me know. You never don't lay my side.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Sounds so different. Amen.
Praise God.
You got your glory. Sometimes it's good to be silly.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, it helps me out. I don't know about you, but it helps me out.
Praise God.
Well, to God be all the glory, we say welcome once again to the Kingdom Power Podcast.
Yeah.
This is the Grace, Mercy, Peace of Christ Church, the prayer division of the KPF family. We are grateful to be here.
Amen.
It's an honor to be here.
Yes, it is.
And it's a privilege to be in the house of the Lord once again.
Yes.
For the word says, chuckling.
Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Excuse me. Let me give you glory, honor, praise. Lord. Thank you, Lord. So when we enter through this gate, we enter with what?
Thanksgiving.
And we enter this course with what?
Praise.
Amen. And that's what we're doing right now this morning.
Amen.
As we transition to our live feed on this morning, amen.
Amen.
We're gonna set it up right quick. And we ask you all to be patient.
Amen.
Because once again, there's another week. I'm not giving up on her. my technology personnel.
Amen.
Because, you know, the Lord didn't give up on me, so I can't give up on that.
Praise God.
He was patient with me, so I had to be, that word patience. I had to be patient with them. Amen.
Praise God.
So we ask you right now, we ask the woman of the First Lady of GMPCC to come up and pray us in on this morning. So as soon as once we go live,
amen,
on our church page, amen.
Amen.
No one love him like you do. I've been looking for that song and I finally found it. And I ain't letting it go. Cause nobody love him like I do. Everybody love him differently. But amen. One thing we got in common that we do love him. Come on, somebody.
Praise God. Praise God. Ooh, we thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Boom. And we are live.
Praise God.
God be the glory.
Yeah. Ooh, Father God, we just thank you, God. We bless your name on today, yes, Father Lord. God. God, we thank you that we came into your house, oh God, with the right mind, with our mind stayed on you, Father God.
Yeah, yeah.
God, we thank you, God, that you created in us a clean heart, Father God, and renewed a right spirit within us, Father God. And so we say thank you, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
God, we thank you, oh God, that we got up early this morning, God, with you on our hearts and our minds, Father God. God, and so we say thank you, God. We thank you, oh God, that you are moving by your spirit, God. God, that you are having your way in our lives, Father God. God, and we just thank you, Father God. God, you know every obstacle that we've seen, Father God, and you've been right there with us in the midst of it all, Father God. And so, God, we just bless your name on today, Father God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that there was those who did not wake up this morning, Father.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God, and we pray that they open their eyes, Lord God, on your side, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. But God, we thank you, Lord God, that we're here to do a work, Father God, and you gave us one more day to get the work done.
Come on, Father. Now. Hallelujah.
And so, God, we just say thank
tell
you, God.
Us, well, Holy
God, we thank you, Lord God, for the early morning rise, Lord God, with
your
spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Come on, God.
Now, we just ask that you would just continue to move by your spirit,
yes,
Father,
Lord.
God. Not ours, God. Let us decrease, God, that you increase, Father,
come
in
on,
us,
now.
Father. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Let us put down our ways that so easily beset us, Father God.
Yeah.
But keep our minds on you, Father God.
Come on.
Let us keep pressing toward the mark of the high calling, God.
Hallelujah.
Which is in you, Father. And so, God, we just say thank you on today, God. God, we can't thank you enough, Father God. God, we pray, Lord God, for those that are sick and shut in, God, that they will be revisited, Lord God, and visited again by you, Father God.
Come on.
That they'll come to you, God, because we know, Lord God, that that's where our help comes from, God.
Yeah, yeah.
God, it's not in the doctors, God. It's not even in the medicine, God. But it's
come
in
on.
You, God. God,
come
it's
on,
in
God.
Our faith and believing that it can be done, Father
well.
God. And God, we know that our faith moves you, Father God.
Yeah.
So, Lord God, we move, Lord God, into higher places, Lord God, in you and deeper depths, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
God, we pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, today, Lord God, who are confused, God, that they will put their mind on you, God, and have, Lord God, peace, God, that passes all
understanding,
Father
yeah.
God. Lord God, that they'll be in touch, Lord God, of Jehovah Shalom, Lord God,
yeah.
that they'll walk in, Father
come
God.
On.
Lord God, and we just thank you, Lord God, for being El Shaddai, God. Elohim, Father God.
Yeah, yeah.
Lord God, the beginning and the end, God. Lord God, when people might have counted us out, God, you said it's just starting, Father
yeah.
God. And so, God, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for our KPF family, God, domestic and internationally, God, that you will bless them this morning, God, that you will allow them, Lord God, to continue to seek your face, Father God.
Yes,
when
sir.
The enemy tried to destroy them, Lord God, let them know that they're still standing, God,
come
because
on,
we're standing in you, Father
that's
God.
Right.
God, we thank you, Lord God, for all the marriages, God, that you kept, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
when the enemy came in and tried to, Lord God, sour it or, Lord
well.
God, seep it or to divide it any way he could, God.
Yeah.
Lord God, you speak, we speak wholeness to them,
come
Father.
On, come on now.
In the name of Jesus,
in
God.
The name of Jesus.
And for every wayward child, Lord God, that's running away from their parents and running away from guidance, God, that
yeah.
you will run them back into your arms, Father.
Come on now.
In the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, they won't depend on, Lord God, their friends, God, or their peers, God, but they'll crawl on their knees, Father God, and say, what must I do, Father? Lord God, to seek your face,
yeah,
Father.
Yeah,
Lord God,
yeah.
we thank you, God, and we count it as done, God, on
yes,
today,
sir.
God. God, we ask that you touch every minister, Lord God, that's stepping in the pulpit today, God. Lord God, that they will not give, Lord God, a word of self, God,
right.
or a word of flesh, God.
Come on.
But they will give the word of the Spirit, God, the word directly from you, Father,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Lord God, because the people are in need, God.
Yes, Lord.
They are in need to hear your voice, Lord God.
Have your way, Holy Spirit.
And we ask, God, right now, God, that you would speak to your people.
Yes, Lord.
That you would speak to them, God. That you would turn them away, God, from their wicked ways, come on, God. Man. Lord God, and speak to them, God. That you would heal them, Father, for they are in need of healing, God. Mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, Father, God.
Yeah.
That you would heal them, Father, in the yes, name sir. Of Jesus, God. And God, we just give you glory, honor, and praise on today, God. We thank you, God, and we count it as done, God. We thank you for the man of this house, Father God, that you're blessing him supernaturally, Father God.
Yes,
no matter what it looks like on the outside, God, we know what's going on the inside,
come on,
God.
Now.
You're doing a new thing, God, and yes. we just thank you for it, God.
We thank you, Lord.
God, and we bless your name, and we ask you to continue to have your way, Father.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. A long time coming. That's the song right there. That's the song right there. That's the song right there. Ladies and gentlemen, I try not to be before you long on today, but I feel the Holy Spirit pulling me, and he pulling me hard. So I'm going to try to be obedient, be on point, and be in order. This morning, we're coming from... come on, Holy Spirit, bring it back to me, bring it back to me. I know I got, he gave me three books. I got 2 out of 3 books. And the 2 out of 3 books is New Testament. It's Philippians chapter 3, verses 2-7. And 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 5-8. And this morning's title is Don't Miss Your Ride.
Okay.
Don't miss your ride. Now, and I said it was 3 books. Oh my God, you can cut a picture, put it on Facebook. I just put it up there on 5 minutes. If you can follow me, I pray that you could. I pray that you will. And I pray that you are. It's 2 Samuel. Second Samuel chapter 3. So while you guys getting that together, we wait for the woman of God to do what she does. Amen.
Amen.
So 2 Samuel, he has yet to reveal to me what. Okay, here we go. It's chapter 3. Verses 1-3. Now there was long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. But David waxed stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker. And unto David were sons born in the Hebron. And his firstborn was Amnon, and Ahinomon, and Jezreelites, right? Mm-hmm. Now, we both know the book of Psalms is written by the book of David, right? Which comes much later in the Old Testament. I mean, here we are in the 2 Samuel, and we're talking about David already, mm-hmm. right? You got to go through Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, right? Then you got to go through the book of Esther, the seminal prophets, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Ezra, and then you gotta go through the book of Job. We know what happened with Job. And after Job, then the book of Psalms. And the book of Psalms is a lot of chapters. You alright, woman of God?
Uh-huh.
You okay?
Yes, sir.
So why Christ talking about the Holy Spirit telling me to come with 2 Samuel. Well, he said, don't miss your ride. Because we know, I'm going to say back again, who David is, how David rode. And David was today they call him a womanizer, right? Mm-hmm. And then another term, he was a hoe, right? Mm-hmm. But he loved women. That has yet to change from time. Men liking women. And women liking men, right?
Amen.
But one thing is certain, you know, David gonna listen to what thus said the Lord, regardless what's going on.
Amen.
He gonna be obedient. Amen. And what was it saying about David to God? He's after God's own heart.
He was a man after God's own heart.
Right. So that means he was doing something right. Right?
Amen.
Let's go to Philippians. That's New Testament. What did I say, 2-7?
I'm sorry. Yeah, you said Philippians.
Chapter 3.
3:2-7.
Yeah. And Philippians chapter 3, verse 2-7 says, beware of dogs, beware of evil, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. Woman of God, can you take a look for that? Look up the word concision and circumcision. Now here, this is what the Lord is telling me about, don't miss your ride.
Uh-huh.
You know, life has its toll on us one way or another. Some of our problems we can't deal with, but another person can.
Uh-huh.
But the problems that they deal with, they can't deal with it, but we can. Everybody has to bear their own cross. And the only way you can bear your cross, and the only way you'll be able to get off your cross, you can't do it by yourself, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do it through and by the Holy Spirit, which is in us through Christ Jesus. Uh-huh. And how do we do that? How do we bear our own cross? How do we come off the cross and not stay on it? Because let me tell you something. If you stay on the cross, you're dead. And then after that, you're going to be on your bed of afflictions for eternity. And I don't know about you, we get a taste of eternal damnation right now. Do y'all like it? I know I don't. I don't. We get a little taste of heaven, and we get a little taste of hell right now. And for you not to be able to decipher, then that means you have yet to learn your lesson. And I don't know about you, I don't learn my doggone lesson. I'm tired of learning from my lesson. How about that? So in other words, if you're tired of learning from your lesson, then stop repeating it. Ooh. Don't miss your ride. And what Christ means by don't miss your ride, don't miss your blessing. Because he said that he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
In chapter 3, excuse me, verse number 2, he says, right in the second verse, he said, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the what? Concision. Mm-hmm. Woman of God, what does he mean by the concision?
So, concision is cut down. It also says that.
All right, I need you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I don't want to make sure. I'm going to make sure you're
live. Here we go. Mm-hmm. So, it's concision is a quality, a brevity, a tierceness, right? Mm-hmm. And so, it's cutting up or off. But then when I looked further, it said that it talked about Paul using concision. And it said, let me see where the, I was looking. Hold on, give me 1 second. Oh, Jesus. 1 second. I wanted to find what it said about Paul, which I thought you would like to know.
Mm-hmm. Now, she's saying, let's take the first part, because there's three parts to it. Cut off. Now, anyone that has a male child, or any man, that circumcised, what it is, they take off the excess. Not the dead. It's not dead. It's not dead meat.
Amen.
Understand, it takes off the excess meat of the male's genitals. Some of us have not been circumcised. And some of us have. Now, those of us that haven't been circumcised, if you're not clean enough, you can cause damage to yourself.
Or somebody else, too.
Or to somebody else. Now, the woman of God also said Paul used circumcision, right? Concision. What is it?
So, circumcision is a term of honor, but concision is a term of contempt.
Ah.
Paul purposely referred to Jewish circumcision in this way. When the Jews who had been circumcised were called the concision, they were being called a people of contempt.
Ah. Don't miss your ride being contempt in your situation. Because you've been in this situation before, being late on your bills. So, as my mother said, you rob Peter to pay Paul, or you take from Susan to pay Beth. Why not be able to pay everybody? And you're not robbing anybody, right? Now check this out. Check this out. It says, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of concision, for we are what? The circumcision, which worship God in the what? In the spirit.
Yes.
And rejoice in Christ, follow me, Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he has whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching what the righteousness, which is the law, blameless. Here we go. God's taking a step forward, but taking 4 steps back. Taking 4 steps back. Now, the last verse of 7. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ.
Yes.
Christ don't care if you circumcised or not. There's some preachers who right now in the pulpit have yet to be circumcised. In the flesh. But how about this? Most importantly, we need to be circumcised in the spirit.
Come on.
Don't miss your ride being circumcised in the spirit. Because there's some things that we have within us that needs to be cut off more so than with some excess meat. It's not dead meat, but it's excess meat on our body. Now, if you take care of it right, people will know the difference. People will know the difference. Now, 2 Timothy. Check this out now. Excuse me.
Excuse me.
2 Timothy. What's my mark?
Mm-hmm. 2 Timothy 1:5-8.
Yeah. This book is still. I gotta break it in.
Pretty bad.
Okay, I keep that, yeah. Are we there yet?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to get there. Make sure I keep it, yeah. Second Timothy, right?
Uh-huh.
Chapter 1.
Uh-huh.
What'd I say?
Verse 5 through 8.
And it says, what does it say? It says, now the end of the commandment is charity out of pure heart.
You had a different one. That's not 2 Timothy 1. 5 through 8. Is it? You know what? I'm sorry, sir.
No, that's 1 Timothy. You're right. Oh, Lord.
You said 2 Timothy, though.
Right. Thank you. Thursday, sticking. All right, 2 Timothy, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is it. Verses 5 to what? 7?
5 through 8.
5 to 8. He says, when I call to remembrance the unfinished faith that is in thee, was dwelt first in thy grandmother, Lois, and thy mother, who?
Eunice.
And I am persuaded that in thee also. So Paul talking to Timothy about, like, look, I know it's in your blood. I remember at the age 5 or 6, my grandmother telling me a story about how she was working for this white man, and he tried his best to have some relations with her. And she never told me if it didn't go through or it didn't go through, but all she knows is she got all kids and she got the hell out of Dodge. But what she did tell me is, you know, we got, now I'm 5 years old, you know, this is 1979. We got it easy. Because what she had to go through, if she didn't say yes, sir, or yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am, yes, sir, whatever, something would happen to her. If not her, her kids. Mm-hmm. That's why she left from the state that I'm in right now, from the city, LaGrange, which is, how far is that, 2 hours from here, 3 hours from here?
Not 2 hours.
So let's say 3 hours from here, right? To go where I came from, where opportunity existed.
Uh-huh.
But with that opportunity that existed, she lived in a greater format than we live in right now.
Uh-huh.
And she was an elderly woman. My grandma had at least 20, 30 grand cash underneath her mattress. And she had somebody go to the bank for her faithfully every month, withdraw her money, mm-hmm. and she stocked up on.
Mm-hmm.
And she kept a little bit inside the bank. And she was able to take care of her 9 children, right? Her 9 children, her 100-something grandchildren, I can't hear nobody, and her 30, 40-something great-grandchildren, I can't hear nobody up in here. Through what she went through in slavery and part slavery. So when the Lord said, don't miss your ride, Paul is telling Timothy too, I know it's in you. Don't miss your ride. Don't miss your opportunity for what's surrounding you, the trouble that's surrounding you. Because what he said in Philippians, beware of evildoers.
Mm-hmm.
Beware of the dogs. Beware of the concision. Verse number 6, he said, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou hast stirred up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands.
Mm-hmm.
For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Why? Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner. Some of my kids can't stand it. To this day, I don't know why. Because I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to you the way you want me to. I'm not going to conform to your lifestyle. I'm not going to pump you up in a way that I know is going to destroy you. Because I know from the time of your mother, forget your mother, the time of your father, to the time of your great-grandmother. Hey! To your great-great-grandmother. Come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That I know is in the bloodline that's in me, is in you. You got to tap into it. But you're going to miss your ride and your blessing if you don't put on the remembrance. If you don't stir up the gift that's within you. I don't put my hands on you already. All you got to do is tap in to do it. This is the problem with us nowadays. Prime example, what happened to me this morning. We trying to start service. We having problems. I said, woman of God, we didn't have a service today. I was getting ready to give up, ladies and gentlemen. And the woman of God said, no. I was like, who are you talking to? No. This just happened. I said, no. Because everything should flow properly. But we're going to come with the bump in the road. We can't allow that bump in the road to discourage us. We can't allow that bump in the road to deter us. We can't allow that bump in the road to take away from us the opportunity that present before us, relying on knowledge of it. So we can't miss our ride. We have to keep pushing on.
Amen.
We have to keep going on.
Amen.
We have to keep doing what thus said the Lord. Because remember, he said in Philippians, beware of the dogs. Excuse me. Beware of the evil workers. Beware of the circumcision, for we are the circumcision, which worship, not work, not believe. Because that stage is already done. For you to worship God, you already say you believe. But you worship God, you already said that you have faith. Excuse me. But you don't worship God, you say you already trust in him. But now, it's time to allow that to have action. It's time to allow all those things to have power. Is it easy? Yes. Is it hard? Yes. So how do we do something that's easy and hard? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Thy word that I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all of these things shall be added unto you. And most importantly, walk by faith, not by sight. It's a collaboration of studying yourself and show thyself approved. It's a collaboration that's things that's within this book that's encouraged you, that calls you to worship God, that calls you to believe. So I say to you, don't miss your ride.
Amen.
Because some of us might have a Lamborghini, some of us might have a Rolls Royce, Some of us might have a Bentley, Rolls Royce, limo, stretch. Some of us might have a private jet or plane. Some of us might have our own 2 feet. Come on, somebody. Can't hear nobody. Some of us might be standing for the first time in 27 years. I don't know. But whatever it may be, don't miss your ride. Woman of God.
Father God, we thank you for the word on today, Father God. We, Lord God, we thank you that it fell on good ground, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that we plant it in our hearts, Lord God, that we'll keep it, that we won't sin against thee, Father. God, we thank you for the man of God and his obedience.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you that you will bless him tenfold, Father.
Yes, Lord.
For all that he gave out, God, that he will receive it pressed down, shaken together, running over, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And so, God, we thank you as we leave this place for not your presence.
Yes, Lord.
Keep us, Lord God, in remembrance of your word, God.
Yes,
Lord God, let us stand steadfast always, Lord God, abounding in the work of you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Now, this time before we depart, I'm going to take an offering. With the Father God, we ask you to bless each and every giver.
Yeah.
Might not be equal gifts, but it's equal sacrifice.
Yeah.
We ask all these things, Father God, in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I put this right here in front of the altar here. And you guys can go ahead and close out. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory. This is Apostle Bernard Anthony Smith of the Kingdom Power Fellowship, Pastor of Grace, Mercy, Peace, and Christ Church. Along with me is the First Lady of GMPCC, and she's also the pastor of the Church Without Walls. On behalf of ourselves and our disciples across the world, we say we love you. And remember, for we walk by faith and not by sight, and but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. For thy word that I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee, because I let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And remember, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Be blessed and be safe. See you on Friday at 8 o'clock. Amen. Which is Good Friday. Amen. Be blessed and be safe. Did I just break this? Uh-oh. Just broke the basket.